So the question was posed to Sheikh Ibn Baz, the hadith, which we discussed yesterday, the seven whom Allah Azza wa Jalla will shade in His shade on a day when there's no shade except His, is it specific to the men, or likewise, is it applicable to the women? Are they also included in this hadith? So the answer of Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah. So the Shaykh, he said, the hadith about the seven who are under the shade of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of resurrection is general for the men and for the women. So the Shaykh, he said, the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sab'a, seven types of people, يُذِلُّهُمَ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّهُ, whom Allah Azza wa Jalla will shade under His shade on a day when there's no shade except His, إِمَامٌ عَادِلْ, a just ruler or leader, وَشَاب نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ, the youth who grew up in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Shaykh Ibn Baz said, وَهَاكَذَا, similarly the woman who grew up in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But notice, ikhwan, how the Shaykh, he didn't mention what? Imam al-Adil. Why? Because Imam al-Adil is specific to the man. So the Shaykh, he mentioned, likewise, the woman who grows up in the worship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And he said, with regards to the part of the hadith, the second person, the man whose heart is attached to the masajid, he says, similarly, the woman whose heart is attached to what? The prayer. Allahu Akbar. He said, likewise, the woman whose heart is attached to the prayer. And inshallah, after we listen to this, we'll go on where he explains. A woman asked Sheikh Ibn Baz the question specifically. Me, I love going to pray in the masjid, but I know it's better for me to pray in the house. Do I fall under the hadith? Meaning the seven, وَقَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّق بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. And the Sheikh, he gives a beautiful answer. So now, this is answers Shams's question. Two men who love one another for the sake of Allah, they unite upon that and they separate upon that. Now separate upon that, the scholars, they differ exactly what separate means. Some of them say it's death. Naam. Shaykh Ibn Baz, he said, وَهَاكَذَا, and similarly, two women who love one another for the sake of Allah, it's also applicable to them. Or a man and a woman who both love one another for the sake of Allah. So no doubt, what would fall into that is Shams's question. Naam, if a man loved his wife or the wife loved the husband, naam, and either of them were to depart this world and they united upon that and they separated upon that, we hope that this hadith likewise is applicable to them. And he said, likewise, the fifth person was a man who was invited by a woman of beauty and position, meaning to fornicate, and the man said, verily I fear Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the fifth type of person. And the Shaykh, he said, likewise the woman. If a man tries to seduce the woman who has position and beauty, and the woman, she says, verily I fear Allah, then also she is from the seven whom will be under the shade of Allah Azza wa Jal on a day when there's no shade except His shade. And the sixth person was a man who gave charity and concealed it to the extent that the left hand did not know what the right hand had spent in charity. Again, the Shaykh Ibn Baz said, وَهَاكَذَا الْمَرْأَةِ. Similarly, this is applicable to the woman. If the woman gives charity and she conceals it to the extent that the left hand is not aware of that which the right hand has given, then she is also from the seven whom Allah Azza wa Jalla will shade.
الإخلاص من إيمان وأفضل من الله جل وعلا. هو من السبع ما كذا مرة إذا بكى من خشية الله خالينا جزاكم الله خيرا.
And the seventh type of person mentioned in this hadith, a man who mentions Allah Azza wa Jal, remembers Allah while they're alone, يعني no one is present with him, and he starts to cry. فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ, his eyes shed tears. Shaykh Ibn Baz said, meaning he sheds tears out of the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He cries from the fear of Allah and nobody is there with him. So he cries out of sincerity and due to his faith and due to fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This man is also from the seven. And he says, similarly, this is applicable to the woman. If she cries from the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla and she's alone, this is also applicable to the woman. So alhamdulillah, that's the words of Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimahullah as it pertains to that issue. We'll go on inshallah. I just want to read one more thing from Shaykh Ibn Baz rahmatullahi alayhi.